Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Most of us are familiar with the Rocky movies from the late 1900s. Let that sink in for a moment. Small-time boxer named Rocky Balboa, who knows his worth, finds a trainer who also believes in him. And he quickly rises to the world heavyweight champion. And the story continues from there. And by the sixth installment of this series, it was released in 2006, it is clear that Rocky's life, though a heavyweight champion, has never got any easier. Sure, he's achieved his professional goals, but he's also lost his trainer, Mickey, from a heart attack. His wife has passed away. His son has grown and is distant. And Rocky spends his time retelling old stories to customers in a small restaurant that he owns. Now, in one scene, his son confronts him. He blames him for his failures of his own life. And even places the blame, at least partially, on his association with his family's last name, which, of course, is famous at this point. And here's how Rocky responds. It's a very interesting response. He says, "Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That is how winning is done." Now, it's a pivotal point in the development of his son. You see, because he finally realizes that life isn't about what is easy, what is safe, even what is owed to him. Life is hard. It's difficult. But that hard, difficult life is a life worth living. And winning is achieved not by escaping these challenges, but by facing them and by living through them. It's a very powerful pep talk and a very powerful message. And even though the message is worldly, it comes close to Paul's message to the Roman church. Listen again to the passage that we read just a moment ago, for it reads similar to a pep talk to that congregation. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if we were enemies, we are reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is God's word. It's Paul's message, and it's eerily similar to Rocky's. Life is hard. Life is dangerous, especially when we are associated with Jesus. But we are not to fold and surrender, but take the punches and rejoice in that suffering. We are to persevere because through that suffering, our character will be built. And through that character, we will come to better know the suffering Jesus endured on our behalf. And in faith, we will come to trust that his work has earned for us eternal life. See, this is Paul's pep talk, and it too is a powerful one. The only difference between these two authors, of course, is where we find our strength to keep moving forward. And this is the difference that makes all the difference. The world is not all sunshine and rainbows. Suffering exists all throughout the world. But we find it most acutely in our individual lives. And where Rocky draws his strength is from within himself. He says it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. You see, for him, winning is finding within himself the strength to get up after life has beat him down. And that may sound good. It may sound awesome on the big screen. But it is unattainable in real life. Now, sure, there are absolutely things that men and women can stand against. But there will always be that one event, that one loss. And you'll be unable to face it. And then what? Where does he turn for strength when that happens? His only source has been depleted. It has been defeated. What then? You see, this is the problem. He can only keep moving forward if he has the strength left in himself after being knocked down. But we all know that life doesn't play fair. It will beat him down. It will beat us down with all the power that it has. Not just all the power that we have. And so, just like Rocky, there will come a day. There will come a day when we will not have the strength to keep moving forward. And at that point, according to Rocky, we have failed ourselves. Paul knew all this. He knew that we would never be able to face our sufferings, especially those that came from being followers of Christ. if we were to rely on our strength alone. And so he places our suffering in the context of Jesus, the source from where we can find the strength to keep moving forward. We can find our strength not in ourselves, but in God. That's what Paul says. Because God is all-powerful and all-knowing. But even more than that, there has to be more than that. Because if that's all it is, then in the good times, that might be enough for our confidence. But as we lay on the ground, beaten and wounded, just knowing that isn't going to be enough. So Paul reminds us that God is not just a good and loving God. He reminds us that He sent His Son into the world and subjected Him to a greater evil, greater suffering, and greater pain than we will ever imagine. And He did it. He did it for our benefit. And so, when we find ourselves flat on the ground and beaten, we can look to the cross and we can know that Jesus willingly subjected Himself to something far worse so that we could have the confidence in knowing that what we are experiencing is under the control of God, a God who loves us, a God who cares deeply for us, and a God who understands our pain. And this is what gives us the strength to get up and to keep moving forward. Because we know that our strength doesn't come from within ourselves, but from God Himself. So, if Paul were alive today, and if he had watched the Rocky movie, maybe he would write us this speech. You won't find it in Scripture. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, filled with sin and corruption. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life or be more cunning than Satan. But it ain't about how strong you are inside. It's about how tightly you cling to the strength of God. For while you were still weak, sinful, and unrighteous, Christ died for you. He suffered separation from the Father for you so that you would never have to experience that. He poured out His blood and sacrificed His body so that you would have hope of eternal life. And after it was finished, after He defeated death and sin, He didn't leave you, but rose again in a sign of strength. Strength that you can cling to when you are face down in life. You see, while we were still enemies with God, He sent His Son to die for us. And His Son still comes to us. He still offers us His body and blood to strengthen and preserve us. And so, knowing that we are reconciled, knowing that we have eternal life, knowing that we have strength through the One that understands and loves us, rejoice. Rejoice, for His strength is now your strength, for He is alive in you. Get up. And keep moving forward. For that is how winning is done in God's kingdom. Now maybe they'll put that in the next Rocky movie, but I won't hold my breath. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace. You have reconciled us to yourself through the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to live in the hope of your glory and to rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that they produce perseverance, character, and hope. May your love be poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit so that we can overcome any challenge that we face. Amen.